亲爱弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brother and sister, peace to you.
非常高兴有这个机会来跟英文堂的弟兄姐妹分享主的话。
Very pleased to have this chance to share the message here in the English worship.
对你们来讲听翻译有点辛苦。
I know listening to translation is a bit of a burden.
但是希望主的话语对你是悦耳的。
But hope the message is pleasant to your ear.
胜过翻译的困难。
And can overcome the burden of the translation.
因为如果我用英文来跟你们讲的话，
if the service was in English,
你们会更痛苦。
You will have more agony here.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你这么爱我们。
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for loving us so much.
不论我们人生处在高或低。
No matter we are in the state of easiness or difficulty,
你都爱我们到底。
You love us the same.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
And we pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天的题目是洞中男人。
Today's topic is the man in the cave.
你说这个是什么东西啊？
What is that?
我知道在讲到这个今天的男人在这个社会上有很多的压力。
So it's about that a man face a lot of stress.
不止男人压力，其实女人也有很多的压力。
Actually, this applies to both genders.
我不知道你们喜不喜欢看那个世界杯。
I don't know if you watch the World Cup.
在2014年的世界杯。
In the 2014 World Cup.
第一场赛呢是巴西对克罗埃西亚，那巴西是地主国。
So the first was a game in Brazil, and Brazil against another team.
哇，你知道巴西是强国，对不对？他们那次地主国呢，很期待说巴西队可以赢，所以在场上呢，所有的观众你一看都是穿着黄色的衣服，哈，都是在为巴西队加油。
So there was a sea of yellow in the stadiums and a tremendous dominance by the Brazilians.
然后整个场都吹那个这个乌兹拉拉那个长长的那个笛。
And there were a lot of horns going on and shouting.
哇，非常的热闹。
Really a very fervent atmosphere.
那么就在第十一分钟的时候呢
？At the 11th minute into the game,
大家都在为巴西队加油的时候。
And everybody was cheering for the Brazilian team.
不知道为什么突然发生一件事情。
And suddenly something happened.
就是这个巴西队的后卫呢，竟然把球踢进自己的球门。
And the Brazilian team rear guard accidentally bumped the ball into the goal.
一下子他们变成输一分。
So they're 1 point behind.
你知道那个足球进一分都很难的。
And 1 point in soccer is tremendous.
一下子那个。电视没有声音了。
Suddenly there was silence on the screen.
我以为电视坏掉了。
And I thought maybe the TV had broke.
不是的。
No.
是全部人观众都愣住了。
It's everybody was in shock.
竟然输了一分。
Oh, we lost 1 point.
哇，我在想那个时候在那个场上压力最大的人是谁
？Guess who was under the most stress on the field?
就是那个把球踢进去乌龙球的那个后卫。
The one who made the bump.
我想那个时候他大概如果地上有个洞哦，他一定很想钻进去。
If there was a hole on the ground, he probably jumped in at the moment.
或者我想教练应该把他换下来。
Maybe they should pull him off the field, exchange with someone else.
可是教练没有把他换下来。
But the coach let him play.
我就看他满脸沉重。
So he looks very downcast.
继续在那里踢。
And he kept working.
他承受很大的压力。
And there's a lot of stress on him.
终于到了中场的时候呢，中间的时候。
So at the mid game,
这个巴西的这个内马哈踢进了两球。
And a Brazilian team scored a point.
我看到他脸上才终于露出笑容。
So the rear guard suddenly has a bit of a relief on his face.
其实我们人生是不是也是如此？常常我们会遇到一些压力，一些困难。
So that is a very typical scenario all of us experience ourselves.
在旧约的圣经里面有一个人呢，叫以利亚，他也曾遇到极大的困难。
In the Old Testament, we know that Elijah had faced tremendous challenges.
他几乎沮丧到想死的地步。
He was depressed to the point that he wants to die.
那个这个以利亚的故事呢，他一开始今天我们讲的这十九章呢，其实这一段故事呢，之前十八章讲到他的成功的经验。
Well, in this chapter 19, in 1 Kings, that actually the background is in the chapter before, that where he had tremendous success.
他非常的成功，为什么呢？因为当时的这个以色列国呢，这个亚哈王跟耶洗别皇后呢，是引进巴利敬拜，整个国家都拜巴利。
Because at the time that in the kingdom of Israel, the king Ahab and his wife Jezebel, they worshiped Baal.
当时有450个巴利的先知。
And there were 450 prophets for Baal.
那么在整个国家里面，这个巴利的敬拜呢，掌握了全部的影响力。
And this worship of Baal permeates the entire society.
而且呢，杀了耶和华的先知。
And they were killing all the prophets of Christ.
最后剩下以利亚一个人。
And at the point that the only prophet left was Elijah.
那么这个时刻呢，神要以利亚出来。
At this time, God called Elijah to step up.
哇，以利亚出来就有一个挑战。
And Elijah faced a challenge.
他就跟以色列这个亚哈王说，你把这个四百五十个先知叫来，我们在加密山上有一个比赛。
And Elijah told King Ahab to call all the 450 Baal's prophet into Mount Carmel, and we'll have a face-off.
这个设立两个坛，那么这个叫巴利先知祷告，看如果巴利降火，从天降火，他就是真神；如果我祷告让耶和华从天降火的话，耶和华就是真神。
So there would be set up two altars, one for testing of the god of Baal, and the other one for Elijah's god.
如果你是以利亚，上帝要你去做这个挑战，你敢不敢？
And then it depends on which altar would lit up by their gods, and that would be the face-off. And would you be courageous enough to set that challenge against others?
以利亚就勇敢地去来挑战巴利先知。
And Elijah was bravely moved forward and challenged them.
没想到巴利先知祷告了一整天，没有火下来。
For the Baal's side, that they pray earnestly, loudly, all day, but there was no fire from above.
那到了傍晚，以利亚上来祷告。当他祷告的时候呢，真的耶和华从天降火。
And at dusk, Elijah prayed.And the fire came down on God's altar.
以色列人看到说耶和华是真神。
And Israelites saw that God is the real God.
所以以利亚就乘胜追击，就要以色列百姓把那四百五十个巴利先知就杀掉。
So Elijah called the people together, and they slaughtered all 450 prophets.
他想除掉这个巴利的敬拜。
So he wants to use this to eliminate.Worshipping of Baal.
所以他第一个得胜，之后第二个得胜呢，三年半没有下雨了，所以他祷告求神从天上降雨下来。
So lighting up the altar is the first victory, and also the other one is that there has been a draw for three and a half years, but he prayed and rain came down.
结果他祷告天要下雨，那么他就叫这个亚哈王坐车先回皇宫。
So he also told the king Ahab, says that there's going to be rain, that you should get on your chariot and go back to your palace.
这时候他被圣灵感动，他就开始跑在这个亚哈王的马车前面。
And Elijah was filled with the spirit, and he was able to run ahead of the chariot.
你可以想象那个图案，这个以利亚在前面跑，后面跟着王的马车。在后面呢，就是那个倾盆的大雨降下来。
So in real pictures that you can picture that Elijah's leading and followed by the chariot, and then the rain is behind them.
哇，这是一个很伟大的景象。
This is an enormous picture.
以利亚要亚哈王记得神重新的在这里掌权，与他们同在。
Because this is a sign for King Ahab that God is in control.
那亚这个以利亚一跑就跑了26公里。
He ran 26 miles.
今天在 downtown 有这个赛跑。
There is a race this day in downtown Atlanta.
他跑了26个公里。
And he ran 26 miles.
你想这个这是他人生最辉煌成就的时刻。
This is a time of tremendous success and shining.
一个很成功的先知。
A very successful prophet.
但是一个人在成功的时候，也可能是最容易受试探的时候。
But often on when we're at our best, is also that there are hidden stress and risk.
我们看一下今天经文19章第1节。
So we'll look at the scripture today, chapter 19, verse 1.
还有第二节。
And verse 2.
这边就讲到说，当这个亚哈王回到皇宫，告诉皇后耶洗别，说这个我们的先知都被杀死了。
So Ahab got back and told his queen Jezebel that all their prophets were dead.
没想到耶洗别非常的生气，这时候他就传话给以利亚说，明天这个时刻我要杀你，就像你杀我的先知一样。
So Jezebel was mad and made a promise that to Elijah that tomorrow by this time you will be dead as all my prophets.
这时候第三节讲到以利亚就怎样？
And at this time, guess what happened to Elijah?
以利亚怎么样？
What happened to him?
这个伟大的先知就怎样？
This great prophet.
他逃命了，哈，去逃命了，他害怕，他逃跑了，哈。
He was in fear and he ran away.
我想问大家一个问题，为什么以利亚这么成功的时候他要逃跑呢？
So the question is that why would Elijah just experience such tremendous success and victory that suddenly become so afraid that he ran away?
为什么他在一个才刚刚得胜的时候他要逃跑呢？
Yeah, such a change that from just a moment not long ago that into such a state of fear.
有没有人可以告诉我，为什么以利亚要逃跑
？Why do you think that he ran？
来这边很多年轻人
，There are a lot of young folks sitting here。
为什么以利亚要逃跑
？Have any thoughts why Elijah ran away all of a sudden？
如果是你，你会不会逃跑
？Now, could this happen to you？
大家都不好意思回答哈。
Maybe we don't want to answer the question here.
有人说可能是因为这个他怕死，对不对？
Some people said maybe he was afraid of death.
其实他怕不怕死呢？
But is he really afraid of death?
我想他并不怕死，他敢面对450个先知，敢面对巴利的挑战，对不对？他不怕死的。
So look at what he did just a bit earlier that.He was courageous to face 450 prophets, and he's obviously not fear of death.
我想这边他最主要遇到一个问题，就是他心灰意冷。
Well, the key really is that he was disappointed and he was discouraged.
为什么呢？因为他想这么伟大的神迹发生，那么这个耶洗别这个皇后看到的时候，应该说哇。只有耶和华是真神，我这个巴利的先知都被杀了，那我应该要悔改，对不对
？So in his mind said that Jezebel should have seen that God had revealed himself, that Jezebel should repent, but that did not happen.
他发现耶洗别不但没有悔改，原来耶洗别在乎的是什么？他在乎的是自己的影响力，对不对？在乎自己的这个权力。他掌握这个先知巴利的敬拜，就是掌握他的权力、他的财富、他的影响力。
What he saw with Jezebel was really only focusing on her power and influence, and the gods has no presence, has no impact on her.
所以他不在乎这位神是不是真神，他在乎说。以利亚，你竟然敢把我的影响力拿走！好，你是谁？好，我要杀你。
All she cared about is winning at the moment and defeat Elijah.
所以以利亚好像就突然踢到了一个铁板。
So it's kind of like we run into a dead stop.
他发觉这么伟大的神迹，这么多的努力， 竟然都无法改变这个女人。
You know, with the showing of Almighty God and such a tremendous signs that has no change on Jezebel.
所以她心里面想，我还能再多做什么？我做什么好像都徒劳，都没有用的。
So in his mindset is that what else could he possibly do to make a change?
所以他一下心灰意冷。
So he was discouraged.
他就落荒而逃。
And he started running away.
就好像那个汽车的轮胎突然就泄了气一样。
It's kind of sort of like a flat tire.
可能我不知道在你的人生是不是也有这个经验，觉得哇，我已经努力了，努力那么多，但是没有看到任何结果，我就觉得。我好像白费功夫了。
So I'm not sure that if you've experienced that after such efforts and tenacities and you have some accomplishment, but nothing really changed afterwards.
你就不想再努力了。
Then you feel like maybe giving up.
比如你想交一个朋友，你很努力的想打进一个圈子，可是好像最后呢，还是被拒绝在外面。
It's kind of like you take a lot of effort trying to blend into a circle of friends, but it didn't happen.
或者是你想改变你的配偶，哈，尽了所有的力量，配偶还是没有改变。
But those are married that we sometimes want to change our spouse, but that's very, very hopeless sometimes.
如果你能够有，如果你有这样经验，就是能够稍微体会以利亚为什么会那么灰心。
If you have experienced such discouragement, then you could probably relate to what happened to Elijah here.
他逃呢，还有一个原因就是他身心俱疲呀，身体疲累。
And the other one was that he was exhausted, and he just didn't have any more to give.
他才刚对这么大的征战，然后又跑了26里路，哈，跑完的时候他就整个怎样，整个烧尽了，哈，身体就没力气了。
So he had such a battle on Mount Carmel, and then he ran 26 miles in front of the chariot. He was exhausted.
而且最重要的就是他孤单一个人作战。
And the other things that are very crucial is that he felt like he was all alone by himself.
你发现他整个都是一个人在那里作战。
You see that he felt like he's all alone all the way.
所以这一个他又灰心，又身体疲累，又孤单，所以当这个耶洗别要杀他的时候呢，他就整个溃败，落荒而逃。
So he's disappointed, exhausted, and discouraged.
你可以看到他逃，最后他逃到何烈山上，他住在哪里
？So he ran to Horeb.
在第九节，十九章第九节，你看他住到哪里去了？
So in chapter 19:9, look at where he went to.
他住到哪里？
Where did he end up?
一个 cave. 他到一个洞里去了。
He went into a cave.
他到了一个洞里去了。
Found a cave.
所以我称他是一个洞中男人。
So that's why the topic is that a man in a cave.
当他在洞里面的时候呢，你可以看到。耶和华就来找他，对不对？然后对他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么呢？以利亚，你在这里，你在洞里做什么呢
？”While he's in this dark hole, God came to him and said, "Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here?"
十九章第十节，以利亚说什么？我在为你大发热心，对不对？好，只有我一个人在为你发热心。
So Elijah said, "I've been jealous for the Lord, and I'm the one that really serve you."
所以你发觉他在洞里，在那里又疲累又孤单，然后又抱怨。
And he was tired, exhausted, and he was complaining.
其实今天我们有些人也是一样哈，就是遇到特别男人哈，遇到压力、遇到困难，有时候我们就会躲到洞里去。
So these days, especially seems like men have a tendency to hide in the cave when we face great difficulties.
那就不想再去跟人接触，或不想再去面对这些困难。
We have a tendency to withdraw from interacting with others.
可是躲到洞里安不安全呢、啊、
？But is it safe to stay in the cave?
今天如果我们遇到压力躲到洞里去，其实洞里也是很危险的地方。
When we escape to the cave, actually, there are other risks.
你看今天多少做父亲的哈，遇到压力，他躲到他的书房里去，躲到他的这个个人的空间里去，不跟太太再相连。
So nowadays, if a man seek refuge in a room in the house, and the fact that he cut off interaction with his spouse.
结果他躲到洞里去，反而被很多的瘾给捆绑 ，addiction 给捆绑。
So while he's in that dark room by himself, that sometimes he's attracted by other addictions and temptations.
可能被这个网络捆绑，被色情捆绑，被这个毒品给捆绑。
It could be a variety of internet temptations or drugs.
或者是游戏给捆绑。
Or maybe gaming.
一个人的时候，在那个洞里，其实一点都不安全。
When we are by ourselves in the cave, that actually is rather dangerous sometimes.
可能你也认识一些人处在这个情况里。
And actually, you might can think of someone that you know that is currently in such a state.
其实，圣经说一句很感人话，他说以利亚跟我们是一样性情的人。
So in the Bible is that is very kind to tell us that Elijah is a human being, even the same as us.
以利亚是先知，伟大的先知。
Elijah is is the great prophet.
但他也是一个有软弱的男人。
But at the same time, he is a man with some weakness.
他甚至软弱到一个地步，在罗藤树下求死。
That he was so weak at times that he says that he was seeking death under a broom bush.
但神不听他的祷告。
But God did not answer that request.
神在乎他。
God really cared for him.
我常在想一个图案哈，到底上帝是比较喜欢他站在加密山上得胜的光景的那个以利亚呢，还是比较在乎那个在洞里哀怨自怜的以利亚。
So, I often wonder that of the two pictures, that which one does God care about him more? Is that at the moment when Elijah was on Mount Carmel and having victories for God, or was when he in the cave that he was complaining and whining?
你们觉得上帝天父会比较在乎哪一个以利亚？
Which situation does God care about Elijah more?
当我们成功的时候，哇，父母亲都以我们为荣。
When we have a success or a wins, that everybody around us, parents, praise us.
可是当失败的时候呢，有没有人来陪伴你？
But when you face setback, did anybody come and comfort you?
在乎你。
To care about you.
我看在这个时刻呢，天父是更爱那个在洞中的以利亚。
I believe that God actually cared more of Elijah when Elijah was in the cave.
因为你可以看到在这里十九章这个就讲到说神来找以利亚。
Because you see in chapter 19 says the Lord came to Elijah.
神怎么样恢复以利亚呢？
And how did the God revive Elijah?
怎么让他走出洞中呢？
How did he get Elijah out of the hole?
第一个你可以看到上帝给他吃，让他吃饱睡饱。
First, you can see the angel give him food and water.
你看十九章五到八节，神差派天使，好拍他 touch him， 然后呢叫他起来吃。好，起来喝，然后让他再睡。
So Elijah touches him, woke, rise him, and give him things to eat and drink, and let him sleep again.
所以你周围若有灰心的人，第一个你要让他睡饱吃饱。
So if you have someone need encouragement, you should provide for the person and be rested.
第二个呢，就是上帝来找他，鼓励他，跟他讲话。
Is the other thing is that the Lord came to him and spoke to him.
十九章十一节，好，十九章十一节，我们一起来念十九章十一节。
So let's read 19 verse 11. Let's read together. And he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord."
Yeah, 就在这里就好。Go out, 出来，好 ，stand on the mountain, 站在山上，在我面前，在谁面前
？Said to Elijah, "Come out and stand in front of me."
在上帝的面前，神要他来亲近神，来靠近神。
And God wanted Elijah to come close to God and feel the presence.
请问以利亚愿不愿意出来
？Was Elijah willing to do that?
他不愿意出来。
He wasn't quite ready.
好，有人说这个男人跟女人的不同，男人就像贝壳。
So there's some noted difference between men and women. Man is more like a clam, like a shell.
这个贝壳你一碰它，它就把壳盖起来了，再也不愿意打开。
A lot of clam, once you touch it, it clamps down.
那女人就像铁锹。
And women could be like a plier.
就用力敲敲敲。
And knocking on the clams.
要把男人打开。
Trying to open the clam.
很难。
And that's a very difficult process, right?
神来找以利亚。
So here, God came to Elijah.
来敲他的壳。
Knocking on his shell.
神来的时候呢，他不是用一个恐吓他的方法。
I wasn't trying to intimidate Elijah.
你可以看到神当来的时候有风，对不对？然后崩山碎石。
So as you read this scripture that there were winds and earthquake moving on the mountains first.
可是神有没有在其中
？But God was not in it.
神没有在其中。之后地震，神也不在其中。
And when the mountain earthquake, God was not in it.
之后有火。神也不在其中。
And then there was fire that God was not in fire.
神没有用一个威严、斥责、荣耀的方式来对他讲话。
God did not use his authorities and suppress on Elijah.
神是用什么方式来对他讲话呢
？So how did God talk to Elijah?
这边讲说，神用一个微小的声音。
And here says that God.Spoke in a very gentle voice,
一个很温柔的声音，一个很 low whisper, 好像耳朵旁边的轻柔的耳语。
It's a very loving and very gentle, low voice.
我不知道你有没有经验，我自己有经验。当我在很难过的时候，如果有人责备我，我会非常的受不了。
I don't know if you have experienced that when you are in upset, if someone blame on you at the moment, you would be even more stressed.
但是我觉得那时候心情就很像那个jello 果冻。
We ourselves almost like a piece of jello at that time.
那个心像 jello 要很小心的被拿起来，否则会裂掉。
Hopefully someone will lift you up very gently.
神呢就是这么 gentle 的温柔的来鼓励以利亚。
So God used a whisper and gently encouraged Elijah.
我不知道上帝对他说了什么。
Not sure exact word God said.
或许神说没有关系，不要害怕，你出来吧。
Well, we'd like to think that God says that it's okay, you can come out.
上帝温柔地邀请他出来，离开洞中。
So God very caringly, gently invite Elijah to come out of the cave.
在洞里有很多的危险。
There are a lot of risk and hidden danger in the cave.
你出来
Please come out.
站在山上
And stand on the mount.
在我面前
In front of me.
来到神的面前
Come to God.
跟神讲话
And talk to God.
上帝这时候是最好的倾听者
And God is the best listener.
上帝邀请他在神面前来诉说
And God asks Elijah to talk.And express his
所以你看，以利亚就掩着面就出来，然后开始在神面前又来抱怨一次。
And Elijah came out, and he used his cloak to cover himself, and then he talked to God once again about his trouble.
在神面前的抱怨是安全的。
But this is a very safe environment to speak our heart.
我不知道神听了他多久，可能听了一个小时、两个小时、三个小时。
And maybe God listened to him for a very long time, an hour, two, or even three.
但上帝用他的膀臂保护他的仆人。
But God uses his almighty power and arms to embrace Elijah.
所以你看，神安慰他，第一个让他吃饱睡饱，第二个用温柔的声音把他邀请出来。
So see, let's go back and see God first fed him and then whisper to him and invite him.
第三个呢，上帝再给他任务。
And then God asked him to move forward from there.
他要他去安立他的门徒，他的先知接班人。
And God wanted Elijah to go anoint new king and find a new prophet to replace himself.
神继续给他任务。
And God continued to use him.
其实上帝有他的计划。
As we can see that God has his plan.
以利亚很希望借着他努力就把巴利崇拜就立刻除掉。
Elijah was hoping with his effort that he could eliminate the worship of Baal.
但是呢，神要这个事再花更久，再又一百年的时间，是会除掉的。
But God's plan is actually is going to God wants to take another 100 years to achieve that.
那不是在他那个时间。
It's not at the moment Elijah had chosen.
神有一个更大的计划。
God has a greater plan.
以利亚重要只是他忠心的执行他的那个角色就好。
And the key to Elijah's part is that he faithfully carried out what God asked him.
以利亚看不到神整个的计划。
Elijah there's no way for Elijah to see God's plan.
但神要以利亚忠心。
But the key is that God wants Elijah to be faithful.
而且他在这个除去巴利的敬拜中，他扮演了很重要的角色。
And God let Elijah play a key role in fighting the Baal.
神要继续使用他。
And God wants to continue to use Elijah.
给他新的任务。
Give him new assignments.
所以他说：“你回去，19:15，你回去。”
So in chapter 19, verse 15 says, "You go back."
所以你出来。
You come out of the cave.
你回去。
And go back.
你的地方不应该是在旷野山洞里。
And your place is not in the wilderness in the cave.
你要依靠我，再回去你的战场。
You need to lean on God and go back to your battleground.
你非常重要，你只要忠心就好。
And you are important to God, and you just need to be faithful.
让我有完成我的，按照我的时间来完成我的大计划。
And follow God, let God finish His great plan.
更重要还有后面这一个。
And more importantly, follows here.
神对以利亚说：“你不是一个人。好，我预备了有多少人做你的同伴。
”And God says to Elijah, "You're not alone."I have prepared others to help you.
19:18.
In chapter 19, verse 18.
有多少？
There are how many?
7,000人.
There are 7,000 in Israel.
有7,000人是没有向巴利屈膝的。
Those 7,000 are the one had never bowed to Baal.
就像你一样，愿意为主发热心的。
They're like you that they're fervent to serve God.
现在弟兄姐妹在教会里面没有独行侠。
Dear brother and sister in church.There's no loner servant.
我们需要彼此扶持。
That we need to lift up and hold each other's accountable.
固定的来礼拜五的这个青少年的聚会。
We come regularly to Friday evening's youth activity.
礼拜天的敬拜。
And then Sunday worship.
不管你觉得心情怎样，你都要来。
It's not a matter how you feel, but it's a matter of you come.
因为你要跟那些敬畏神的人一起来敬拜神。
Because you want to put yourself among all those who worship God.
在孤单中有同伴的人是很有福气的。
And when we're lonely, that is blessed when we have companion.
你知道男人会保护男人。
You know, a man sometimes would definitely protect other than man.
我曾经听到一个故事。
There was a story I've heard.
就是曾经有一个男人呢，他因为一些犯了错呢，被抓到这个 detention 哈，就是牢房里去，暂时的牢房。
A man was committed some crimes that was arrested in detention.
这个牢房里面，他进去有十多个男人就围着那个牢房坐着，大家都靠着墙。
In this jail cell, there are 10 inmates. They're all sitting facing the wall.
然后呢，这个大家中间，这个牢房中间有一个马桶。
And there is a commode in the middle of the room.
那么这个男的坐在那里坐了大概六个多小时。
And so he was in the cell for 6 hours.
后来他终于忍不住了。
But he can't wait any longer.
他又不好意思。
And he was a bit embarrassed.
那么多男人围着。
Everybody was sitting with the back to the wall.
最后他还是忍不住了。
And he couldn't hold on any longer.
所以他就站起来。
So he stood up.
他一站起来。
And when he stood up.
然后往中间走去。
Start walking to the toilet.
没想到所有人男生都站起来。
All of a sudden, everybody stood
up. 哇，他很害怕。
He got very shocked.
当他走到马桶旁边的时候呢？
When he walked up to the toilet,
没想到其他九个男人就在旁边围成一个圆圈。
And then all of a sudden he realized that all the other nine were around him to shelter him.
然后每个人脸都朝外。
And they were all facing away from him.
他才知道哦，原来男人会保护男人。
And he realized, oh, everybody's just trying to help.
在我们生命中间，上帝为我们预备了7000人。
That here, that God says that there are 7,000 God has prepared.
上帝让他吃饱睡饱。
God let Elijah be fed and drank.
用温柔的声音邀请他走出洞外。
Spoke to him gently to invite him to come out of the cave.
来到神的面前。
Come to God.
给他新的任务。
Give him new assignment.
你很重要。
Telling him that he is important to God.
最后要他出来跟弟兄姐妹连结。
And give him a chance to interact with others to help him.
他都照着做了。
And he followed all these steps.
这个曾经这个在洞里求死的大大挫折灰心失败的以利亚，后来你看到他最后的结局是怎样呢？
So you see from the state that when he was in the cave, And how did he end up?
最后呢，他成立了先知学校，他帮助了很多的年轻的先知。
That eventually that he set up a school for prophet.
他找到接班人以利沙。
And he found his someone to take his place.
他继续勇敢的警告以色列王。
He continued to warn a king of Israel.
最后他离开人世的时候，他是怎样坐火车火马离开
？And when he left this world, that he rides on the chariot of fire to go to God.
700年后，当耶稣基督在变相山上这个改变形象的时候
，And 700 years later, when Christ revealed himself on the mountain,
是摩西跟谁来跟耶稣相会？
And who was there other than Moses?
以利亚。
It was Elijah.
这是何等殊荣。
It's such an honor for Elijah.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brother and sister.
不论我们今天遇到多大的压力，多少的挫折。
No matter what stress or crisis you're facing today.
让我们记得不要在洞中。
Let's remember not stay and maintain ourselves in the cave.
走到洞外与神相遇。
We ought to come out of the cave to face God.
领受使命。
Receive God's assignment.
与弟兄姐妹连结。
And connect with other brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Father in heaven.
感谢天父。在我们最软弱的时候，你仍然爱我们。
We want to thank you for loving us so much while we're in our weakness.
我们常常看得很短很小。
We often on can only see in front of us.
我们看不到你的大蓝图。
We cannot see the grand plan you have.
求主打开我们的心眼。
Lord, please open our heart.
让我们看到每一个人。都被你拯救，在你的国度里有重要的使命。
that help us to see that everyone is saved by you, and you have important assignment and work for each one of us.
求你救我们脱离一切的试探，一切的凶恶。
Keep us away from all the evil and temptation.
让我们来到你的面前。
May we come to you.
被你使用。
And be used by you.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
We pray this in the holy name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.